My grandfather, Danny Christensen, was one of the founders, and I'm honored and excited to be carrying on his legacy. I also work in the neighborhood, live in the neighborhood, and so the mission of Blanchet is something that I see every day. It's not a band-aid service. It's thoughtful. It's tough when it needs to be, but it focuses on just a care for the person.
I'm son of a founder, Dan Christensen, who unfortunately passed away in 02, but we've been going since 1952, serving 1,000 meals a day since. That means everything to me. I'm 20 years on the board. Proud to be a part of it, continue the legacy that started in the early 50s. You know, when you're housing 30, 40 men who came off the street, you empowered them to run the place. It's a great volunteer operation. Feeding is what really strikes at my heart, especially in this day and age where you see people laying in parks and in doorways and have tents all around the city now, just to think of people that are outside battling the winter elements. You got a place like this that's helping 30 to 40 guys every year get off the street, get a job, get a better life for themselves. Yeah, it has a big impact.
Well, what does it mean to you at this point?
At this point, it's a dedication. Started something, keep it going.
That we did something that was unusual, and it was in God's graces, and now all this whole city and everybody are talking about the poor and that, and Kennard said that 60 years ago. Socialized charity, as we know it, is not sufficient to penetrate to men's souls. It is impersonal because it's of its very size. We want to go back to the original meaning of charity as of love.
We are every bit as dependent at every moment upon the grace of God as the least privileged and most needful of the people that we strive to serve.
Out of the blue, the mayor's office notified us that the city of Portland and the Blanchet House of Hospitality had won first prize of $300,000 to erect 30 tiny homes for the homeless.
I believe the strongest people are not those who show strength in front of us, but those who win battles we know nothing about. I felt worthless and without any power or control. I then moved to the Blanchet House. This local nonprofit offering free meals, beds, and jobs. For the following 3 months, I intensively concentrated on my ongoing recovery from alcoholism, performing service work for up to 9 hours a day, 6 days a week, helping to feed the homeless. My days sober turned into weeks and into months, changing into someone able to embrace the work of learning how to stay sober, to grow in my faith, to be filled with self-love rather than self-loathing, who keeps his promises to himself and to others. I can still do whatever I want. God just changed my wants. I wish I could say it's all carefree and easy, but it's not. I work at it every day. Every morning when I pray and meditate, I ask for God to guide my thoughts, my words, my actions, and my attitudes. I ask myself every morning before I go to the gym, how bad do you want it?
I know many of you in this room today have loved ones, members of your family, close friends, or even yourselves that have suffered from addiction of one type or another.
I firmly believe that our salvation depends upon the poor.